man. Okay, and if you could pick any Aussie artist to do a song with, Michael, who would it be and why?
I'd like to do a song with Airborne, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Airborne's fucking a badass band, and not only that, I'd like to fucking do a tour with Airborne and all over the world. They're great guys, man. We got to hang out with them on a festival, and we shared the same dressing room area, and we got to hang out for the first time ever, and it was really great. They're a bunch of great dudes, and they love metal, and they fucking rock hard. And, you know, we pretty much came out around the same time, and it's just been a great run for both of us. So I'd like to do a song with them.
It's good. Airborne are doing great over there, and it's the it's really cool. I actually seen Airborne a few times down here in Australia before they started really making it big in the US. I seen them at a little pub, Locks and Hotel, not far from here in a little country town. I actually gave myself a black eye, moshed out, and hit one of their speakers.
Right on, man. That's heavy metal.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. What do we got up next? I'm going to hit you up with some Aussie slang, man. You try and hit me back with the meaning, and we'll try and brush up a little bit before you get down here. I only hit you up with a couple. First up, double plugger, mate.
Double plugger? Is that when you bang a chick with your buddy?
That's pretty close, man. What you'd call flip-flops. They're thongs down here in Australia. We call them your double plugger.
Really?
Yeah, no shit, eh? It's pretty funny.
I don't know, man. I always go to sexual shit. I don't know why.
I know, dude. That's why I put that one in there. Next one, you might have heard of this one, a fair bit of bogan.
But I have never heard of that one, dude.
It's just your basic redneck, what you call a redneck over there. Down here, we call them bogans.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Next one, budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers. Yeah, that's what you call a girl, right?
Nah, they're the old Speedos. You know, like the meat hangers they used to wear all the time before your board shorts. The ones all the swimmers wear.
Yeah. You know what we call them out here? Banana hammocks.
Awesome. That's pretty cool, that one. Pig's ass.
Pig's ass. What is it? Tell me. I can't think of anything.
That's when you go bullshit. That's when you go, hey, mate, pig's ass, that's bullshit, mate.
Okay. Right on. Yeah.
Sparrow's fart.
Fuck, dude, you give me some great ones that I never even heard of. Hanging down. You know what? Is this a like a country one or something?
Yeah, man, kind of. It's a get up early. I was up at a sparrow's fart this morning. It's kind of early here in Australia, so I got up nice and early and got everything sorted. So sparrow's fart.
Yeah, man, not me, not early morning guy.
Nah, I got kids, unfortunately, they always get me up early. Last one, you may have heard a lot of Aussies use the word cunt, but don't get offended by it. Most of my mates I call cunt, so here in Australia, it's a multi-use word. You can use it for people you don't like, or your mates are cunts as well, so...
Oh, that's great, dude. You can't use it in America, dude. You go to jail for that now.
Oh, no
shit. You'll be in a cell next to Bill Cosby, bro.
Unreal. Do you mind picking a track off All You Can Eat and one off Life from Lexi's Mum's Garage for us, mate?
Ooh, that's a good one, dude. Well, you know what song I like off All You Can Eat a lot is Gang Bang at the Old Folks Home.
Fuck yeah. And crank one up off Live from Lexi's Mum's.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know what? I'm going to go back to All You Can Eat.
Yep.
It's a burden.
Choice.
Burden being wonderful.
Choice.